importance of a tour operator, why tour operator is deployed. They are required because information is available on the click. Yes, but the presence of the human aspect cannot be ignored. So you get detail on internet. You learn about what is going on, what are the places. But who would take you there? Who would communicate with you? You have to depend on something. So that is why tour operator who is from that region, from that city, from that area, would be the best person to organize and help you to make your tour a successful trip, and your value for money is given to you by giving a good tour operational practices. So the presence of human aspect comes in as an important. Time and again it is said, availability of everything on the internet would possibly elevate the tour operator. No, because in tour operator services, there is a human touch. Excuse me. There is always someone who is there whom you can depend on. A human being in the form of flesh and body who can talk to you and help you rather than putting up messages. So the requirement of tour operator is very important, because there are generic tours you can always depend on internet and buy something. But where there are complicated travel, you are arriving by flight, taking a bus, going to another city, taking a rented car, arriving somewhere again by flight, taking a cruise liner, want to see some of the historical part of that city where you have arrived. All this you need an expertise. So human requirement and destiny of a tour operator who will always help you in giving you advices. So this also highlights the fact that there is a need for a trained person who can help and guide people with the critical and unexplored fact of a travel. So this experienced person who is a tour operator would help you in understanding many things. Imagine if there is some political unrest, civil unrest happening that suddenly erupted on the street. A tourist is always a newcomer to the city. He or she doesn't know in and out about the city so well. They may know the direction possibly as they would have read, but not where to. So a tour operator would help you in removing those difficult situations out of the itinerary and making it comfortable for tourists to enjoy their tour. So here there are some statistics given to you. Tourism in India, it indicates foreign tourist arrival in millions, 5.78. We are looking at the figure at 2010. Foreign tourist arrival, which is known as FTAs, 5.78. And in the course of 10 years, the statistic that is now available to us authentically, because 2020, 2021 all have gone with the COVID, it is 10.93. So you can say it is almost 100% increase. 1.8 certain percentage, almost. Likewise, Indian national departure. Now this international travel Indians have taken, in millions, there were 13 million Indians who traveled, which amounted to again two times, you can see 26.92 million. And domestic tourists, which support the tourism industry in a big way, because we do have a huge middle income group people, the highest in the world. 450 million middle class people live in India. So they were 747 million. And you can see increase three times. And in 2019, the domestic tourism boom. And we saw this rising to 2,322 million, which is threefold rise for domestic tourism. And this is what we are blessed with, that we have a huge domestic tourist population which support our tourism industry. Likewise, we take the statistic of foreign exchange earnings, revenue earnings in US dollar in billions. We had $14.50 billion as a foreign exchange earning from tourism. 14.50, that rose to almost 30 billion. So that's an increase of over two times onto that. More than two times we increased. So these are some statistics that I was talking about. The selecting tourism indicator. We read about everything. Government of India's data in 2019, FTAs, foreign tourist arrival, I wrote about all the details. So you can see everywhere we have a growth in 2000 until 2019. And of course, 2019 onward, we had this COVID, and those years cannot be taken for any statistical comparison. But you can see foreign exchange earning jumped from 19 billion to 30 billion in 2019. And we are estimating that 2023, we would reach 100 billions. Let's keep our finger crossed, because we are still experiencing some of the issues related to international traveler. Though many tourist destinations are opening up, but yes, we have to be realistic in assessing these figures. Let's hope that we meet, because we still have to come first to 2019 level in the coming year. Yes, we were looking at the statistic. We saw the statistic for international and domestic tourism. As I said, India is blessed with 450 million middle class, and that supports our domestic tourism industry in a big way. Who is a domestic tourist? Possibly myself traveling to Delhi, someone coming from Bhopal, going down to Trivandrum, they are all domestic tourists. Likewise, any foreigner who is staying in India as a resident of India and traveling from his or her place of work, say they work in Mumbai and they are going on a holiday to Goa, they would also be counted as domestic tourists despite their nationality, because they hold the residency. So this year, the number of overnight trips, domestic tourism is over six times larger than the international tourism. And as I said, having a huge middle income group population of over 450 million that support our tourism industry. Even the days of COVID in 2021, when things started opening up, where did we get our support for our tourism suppliers, tourism supply channels like hotels, airline, and trains and domestic travel? It came in from our domestic tourists, because international borders were not open. It just opened up in 2022 at the end of March. So all this support has come from domestic tourism, and thank for that, for our country, India, having this as much larger in the range of around 30 to 1, increasing to around 52 compared to 1. So some of the salient feature of domestic tourism in India are as follows, which I'm going to read for you. During 2019, the number of domestic tourists visit DTV to the states and union territories. So we are talking about visiting states of India, 29 states or 7 union territories, was 2321, or roughly 2322 million. 2,328 million as compared to 1,853.79 million in 2018. So the number of domestic tourists visit to the states and union territories, it showed an increase of 25.3% over 2018. Isn't it amazing? The amount of support that India gets from its domestic tourism is always encouraging. And this is very important to be noted, because instead of we totally shutting down our tourism, like it happened in some countries of the world. I would exactly give the example of Sri Lanka, who is our neighbor, which was getting 10% of their GDP coming in from international tourists, slash an absolute chaos is happening in that country because total international arrivals drop drastically. And they don't have a big, huge domestic tourist population. So some of the salient feature, again, we are continuing the top five states. We are seeing which states in India get highest number of domestic tourists. Tamil Nadu ranked very high, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, and Maharashtra. Uttar Pradesh, because Uttar Pradesh has quite a few interesting religious places like Varanasi, Prayagraj, to mention few. And Tamil Nadu also have huge temples like Rameshwapuram and other temples in Tamil Nadu. So that brings in domestic tourists who move from one place to another. So UP stand on number one position. UP also has the privilege of having Taj Mahal there, which is a center of attraction for domestic tourists as well, other than the religious places which I just mentioned, like Varanasi, Prayagraj. So Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, and then Maharashtra stand at 6.4%. So this statistic will tell you exactly how we get support for our states from domestic tourists. So now we look at tourism in India, the number of tour operators in India. This is a rough figure, it can go up and down, but this has been picked up from statistic of Government of India, from Ministry of Tourism as 2020. Number of travel agent, 209. This does not include those travel agents who buy from one and sell to another. These are the top leading travel agents, out of which 523 are inbound, tour transport operator are 123, adventure tour operator, which is a specific and special type of services are required for adventure tourists, tour operator like bungee jumping, rock climbing, parasailing, all these fall under adventure. And these adventure tour operators are 53. Domestic tour operator is almost 154 who operate domestic tours like Mumbai to Trivandrum, Delhi to Shimla, Hyderabad to Goa, few examples. And then it all summed up at 1062 as a number of tour operators. Now these numbers always change. Definition of a tour operator, some of the scholars who have given the definition internationally, Poyter in 1993 defines tour operator has the responsibility. Mind it, he has the responsibility of putting the tour ingredient, which means the component, what they are offering together, marketing it, making it reservation, and handling actual operation. So this is the role of a tour operator. First of all, they gather, they market it, they have to design what, from their experience, are the places to be shown to international tourists. They market it in domestic and international market. They do on behalf of their traveler, the reservation, be at hotel, airline, tour bookings, anything. And upon arrival of tourists, they handle their operation. They offer them city tours, they take them place to place, they transfer them from the airport. So this is Poyter who says in 1993. Another note that comes in from Holloway in 1992, he says that tour operation undertake a distinct function in the tourism industry. They purchase separate element of tourism product. So a tour operator would go to a hotel and say, we would give you 200 hotel rooms in 1 month. give us a best rate. They buy as a separate element and they combine these services and they put up in a package tour. So they would have bought hotel package, they would have bought a bus operator's package, they would have bought flight ticket, domestic train tickets, bus operator, all they would club together with the services, and then they would sell directly or indirectly to the tourists through their agents or directly from business to the consumer. More about the tour operators. We understand more the tour operator and their types. A tour operator is an organization, firm, or a company that buys the individual travel components. As I mentioned, they buy individually and then they package them. They have to buy it. Because how can they sell to a tourist? Because they should buy. A hotelier would give them a price. A bus operator would give them a price. A guide will ask for a services. Likewise, many such components they buy. And all of them are combined into product form, such as into a package tour. The final product is then sold after combination and with a markup. With their markup, with their profit added to it, it is sold to the end user, to the public, to the consumer with their name. So it will be a package tour of a K3 holiday. 5 nights to Bangkok. 3 nights in Pattaya. 8 days trip to Bangkok and Pattaya on XYZ airline from Mumbai to Bangkok. Bangkok to Pattaya by bus. City tour, hotel stay, and all that will be combined. All of these tasks are performed by a tour operator. So you can understand the role of a tour operator and different tasks that they perform to make a tour successful and as per the need in a package tour that a tourist is looking as a type of their service. Now there are different type of tour operators. Inbound tour operator, they're known as incoming. So they handle incoming tour. The operators who receive guests, client, and handle arrangement in the host country are called inbound tour operator. So we are talking about a group of tourists coming in from Germany to India. So the inbound tour operator sitting in Mumbai, Delhi, or Chennai, Hyderabad, wherever, he would be an inbound tour operator because they are handling a group that is coming in from Germany. Vice versa, the same. An inbound tourist is an outbound tourist in his or her home country. So a German tourist flying out of Germany, coming to India, is an outbound tourist in Germany. For India, the same tourist become an inbound tourist. So likewise, the services offered in the home country originating country of the traveler or the tourist is services of an outbound tour operator. Outbound tour operator will possibly do more services, like sometimes they assist in getting you visa, they provide assistance in giving you feedback, knowledge. Right now, for example, a lot of tourists are looking for information with regard to COVID protocol, what type of COVID vaccination they would need. What would be the quarantine? Will there be a quarantine? Would they need to wear a mask? All the protocol. Who would advise? Possibly an outbound tourist, tour operator sitting in a foreign country would advise accordingly to their traveler in the country where the tourists begin the journey. So these are the explanation to understand what is an outbound and inbound tour operator. Different type of tour operator, domestic tour operators. We have understood very well that domestic tour operators are those who assemble, combine tourist component into inclusive tour and sell them to domestic traveler. In general, these tour operators provide travel services within the tourist native country. So, for example, a tour operator operating from, say, anywhere in Mumbai, a city tour. So tourists, those who would have come from other cities of India, by say train, by bus, or by local places, they would come there at the place where the store operator operates a bus, a domestic service, where they would show them the city of Mumbai tour. And likewise, could be possibly taking a group arriving from Mumbai and going to Goa. So they would arrange all that. These are the role of a domestic tour operator. These are commonly known. We are learning more about the types of tour operator. They're commonly known as handling agencies. And they're main. Mind it, a tour operator is neither a buyer or a seller. They buy and sell it to the end user. They buy from the service providers or the tourism product providers like hotels, airline, and they sell it to the end users, which means the traveler. So they are known as handling agency because they just handle. They are not the consumer for what they buy from a hotel, airline. They are buying it for their traveler. So they are just handling and organizing arrangement for incoming tourists on behalf of overseas operator. It is the ground operator then who handles the incoming traveler. So tour operator would possibly handle the group through a ground handler. Say a particular bus company, that's a ground handler of a group that has come in from UAE, United Arab Emirates, to Mumbai. So the ground handler may not necessarily be the inbound tour operator because the ground handler would go and meet the traveler at the airport, take them into bus and handle them, take them to hotel if they have to be transferred from airport to hotel. So the entire operation is according to the package tour or the agreement. So functions of a tour operator is organizing firm or a person who is responsible for the actual arrangement of transport. So they arrange for transport, accommodation, facility in a tour vacation. A tour operator like is a service provider, providing the most convenient option for tourists to stay. And obviously, because he works for a monetary reward and as an agent for a traveler, then the services to be offered should be the convenient option for tourists. A tour operator would not be justifying by booking a hotel which is 20 kilometers away from main tourist belt, the tourist attraction, because you are not providing a convenient service. You are just putting a tourist 20 kilometers away from the tourist areas. So all this leave a tour operator owns a high volume of travel services across carriers, services, and accommodation. So tour operator, as we saw in the beginning, is a handling agent, the middle person who handles the group and provides services. Some of the functions of a tour operator, let's see what they do. Tour operators, they plan a tour from their expertise, from their experience, their knowledge about a city, the region, the area, the state, or a country, they'll plan the tour. They will make a tour package. They will make up a tour package by planning how many days to be offered in a particular city, a small town that has an attraction of some heritage or historical site may not need more than half a day. You can't put a group there for two nights because they will be totally bored. So they plan accordingly, arranging a tour, arranging them to take those places which you have planned for. Provide them good information. They would like to learn. And make their reservation. Manage the travel. The whole thing that you have done is to be managed as well. You can't just say it and say, okay, this is your itinerary and go. You have to manage it accordingly, as I mentioned. If you need to stay at a hotel, that rooms are given according to the choice of the hotel room that the guest has requested for. A family, double occupancy with children, extra bed to be arranged for them. If there are three people in a room, then additional bed to be provided, single occupancy type of things, various things. These are all management. Evaluation of the option available. If something is not offered or not available, then evaluate what you can offer. You can't just say, we don't have. You have to give an option. And this is the role of a tour operator, obviously. Then promotion of tour, and then sales and marketing. Obviously, all that after planning and making a tour package, you have to make noise, which means you have to make your marketing so that the world knows, the buyer knows, the traveler finally knows what are the options available, and that sales, after the marketing, the sales would happen, and taking care of the hiccups, anything that comes up, as I give the mention about a tourist falling sick. Then that's a hiccup that has to be handled. You can't just say, okay, you get out of the bus, you manage your thing. No, medical assistant, possibly a visit to the doctor, supplying life-saving drugs, buying them, providing them, helping somebody needs certain help. All that is a role of a tour operator on a much larger and wider scale. Thank you very much. That was our chapter one, Understanding Tour Operation. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you indeed.